Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Wilson Sisters, otherwise known as Heart, bringing this back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is here. KP is back, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's the social media expert extraordinaire and my social media expert also. And she's here with some more reports on what's going on out there in the world of social media. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. Facebook's on the agenda this segment, yeah. I should say. And I want you to talk about what you got on your mind. Then I want to say a couple of minutes at the end though, because I want to ask you a question. Go ahead.
Okay. Well,
what do we need to know about Facebook?
Go ahead.
What do we need to know about them today?
Well, the important thing to know is that Facebook has made a big announcement regarding their ad manager and power editor. They are now combining that into one tool, and that is going to really help the people who were not using Ads Manager because who were not using Power Editor. Power Editor and Ad Manager were two separate areas that you would work on for your ads. But Power Editor was designed for if you were doing like hundreds of ads at one time. And so it let you create them all and draft and, you know, figure out what you needed to do. And then you would pull them over into the Ad Manager and launch the campaign. And I think they decided, okay, let's stop this madness and let's put this all into one tool. So now in the Ads Manager, you will have the functionality of the Power Editor, and you'll be able to set up, you know, save drafts. Instead of launching a campaign and, you know, putting the date out there in the future, you can actually work on campaigns and set up, put them in a draft mode before you launch now. So that was one of the benefits of the Power Editor.
Right.
So, you know, it's really going to help because there were a lot of things that you could do.
So they're very helpful when it comes to putting more money in their pocket, right? But maybe not so much if it's in your feed, it might maybe not so much help. But when it's in there to their advantage, they're very helpful.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, they're going to make it easier for you to spend more money on advertising. There you go.
Yeah.
So that's the big news on, you know, an enhancement.
All right.
That they have also made a change in their algorithm, and they're trying to ban pages that are sharing fake news.
My question is, do I trust them to decide what's fake news?
Yeah. Well, that's the big question. So they then become the gatekeeper.
Exactly.
And they determine what is fake and what is not.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
So I ran into a good friend of mine this week when I was in New York, and I asked her what she was doing. She says, I'm building a website that aggregates conservative thought, conservative thinkers, what they write, what they say.
Right.
And she's no alt-right person. These aren't bad people. She's just something. Yep. If anybody writes in support of capitalism, in free markets, et cetera, she was supporting it. And she was aggregating the classic people, the people that are respectable out there on the conservative side. And she was doing really well with her traction,
and
they basically marginalized her.
Yes, Yeah.
Facebook marginalized her.
Yep. That is so true.
Now, how can we take that story and believe that they're going to curate content, fake news, in a good way? Which brings me to my next question, but go ahead. I want your thoughts on that.
Well, they are combining artificial intelligence and human review to try and cut out on some of the fake news articles. And then they're also putting related articles that are that will appear with stories that are suspected of being fake. So if they think it's going to be a fake, then they're going to show a related story to that. You know, and
how do they justify shutting down my friends' feeds?
Well, if they feel that you have violated their fake news.
No, her stuff is, I mean, I'm telling you, it's
solid,
mainstream yeah. conservatism. Now I gotta get my I got a minute left. I gotta get my question in here.
Okay, question.
So what's his name? With the founder, what's his name?
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg is gonna run for president, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, it's in the news. Yeah, he's going. I feel sure he's going to run for president this year, if not next time. Certainly this in 2020. My question is, how does he do that when he already has access to what everybody is doing? How does he? How can he do that? Talk about adding a new wrinkle to politics.
Yeah.
You see what I'm getting at? Is that not a dangerous scenario?
It is a dangerous scenario. We've already seen that.
Now I come back to what I say. I don't know. What do I say to people when they say social media is evil?
It's all how it's used.
I know, but these are some incredible.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.